We want to bring to you Bookings is out, and Emily McCormick, a lot of us are planning travel for the holiday season. What's Bookings telling us about what's happened in the past?
Well, Adam, Booking Holdings is showing that a lot of people were traveling in the third quarter as well. We did see the company beat expectations on both the top and bottom line results. Adjusted earnings were a beat, those coming in at $37.70 a share, whereas Wall Street was looking for $32.23. And then on the top line, we saw revenue growth 77% over last year to come in at $4.7 billion. Now, of course, those comparisons were relatively easy here for Booking, considering that the pandemic was still in full force last year as well. But this was better than the estimate for $4.3 billion on the top line from Wall Street estimates. But again, still down from the $5 billion in the same quarter of 2019 for revenue before the pandemic. A couple of other closely watched metrics here also topped expectations. We saw gross bookings coming in at $23.7 billion versus the $21.6 billion expected, and rooms booked in the third quarter were up 44% year on year. Now, for a little bit more commentary here from Glenn Fogel, he's CEO of Booking Holdings. In this evening's press release, quote, "We are pleased to report another quarter of sequential improvement in room night trends, which was primarily driven by better results in Europe. Revenue in our seasonally strongest third quarter was $4.7 billion, which was more than double the amount of revenue we recognized in the second quarter of 2021. Now, again, we are seeing those shares popping in the after hours, up more than 6.5% on the heels of these results, guys.